Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We may or may not be on the internet in a video format. I can't really tell. But what I do know is we're going to talk to Neil Greenberg, our guy, Neil Greenberg, sports analytics for The Washington Post. Greenberg, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing super. How are you?
I'm good, man. I want you to know I was basically like a native New Yorker for the last couple of days. I was taking the subway. I was eating pizza. I really fit in. I watched a number of people kind of just pee on the sidewalk. It was
That's a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Did you fold
your
pizza?
You have to do that to make sure you fit in.
I did not pee on the sidewalk. I did fold the pizza.
You're not a New Yorker then.
It wasn't Sparrow Pizza, was it?
It was not. I actually made a point. I went to John's on Bleecker, and then I went to, is it Joe's on Carmine? Like right there in the village, the two spots.
We used to,
it was good.
When we used to ditch school, we'd go in to get our haircuts on Bleecker Street.
There you go.
That was like our big outing as kids.
When we used to ditch school, we would buy Milwaukee's Best from this little deli in Friendship Heights that once let me use my sister's fake ID. So they were very, very strict about the...
Were you looking very much like your sister?
Maybe. The Rangers are really good, and I don't know that Washington can win this series. But that call, the non-call on Panarin, was such horse dung that I do think it impacted the game. I'm curious where you land on that.
I don't think it was a bad hit. Like, I don't see the problem in it. Now, I will say if Tom Wilson's the one making that hit, he probably gets, you know, the penalty, and we're talking, is he going to get a phone call, et cetera. I just didn't think it was that bad. I just don't think it was that bad of a hit. I don't think it was a head-hunting hit.
Not in real time, though.
But, Neil, and we will be giving away tickets at 12:45 to the game coming up. So, for the Caps, my question is, you making that comment, if Tom Wilson did it, it would be a penalty. It shouldn't be like that, especially
in
the playoffs.
No, it absolutely should not. But I see where people are going with it in terms of, you know, they locally especially, fans are seeing it through a prism where, you know, it's not an equal playing field, right? Like, they don't treat all players equally. I personally had no problem with the hit. I don't think it was as egregious as many others. I understand why people think the hit was as bad as it was, and I also agree that it also depends on the player. Again, I don't think there was anything wrong with it. I don't think there's been a lot of stuff wrong with what Tom Wilson has done, you know, except with the major infractions where it's pretty clear and obvious. I do think, you know, his reputation precedes him in a lot of ways, and that's to his detriment. But again, I didn't have as big a problem with the hit. I think the Capitals' bigger issue is figuring out how they could be more successful on the power play than the Rangers are when the Capitals have a power play. And obviously Ovechkin needs to get going, but You know, as far as that hit's concerned, I don't think it was as bad as most.
All right. Can they get? I mean, at some point we got to credit the Rangers' penalty kill, which they've been really good at all year. Ovi can give you more. You need that, but I mean, Oshie doesn't look all the way right. Like, how did they get back in this series? They're going to have home crowd Friday night. Can that make the difference?
Yeah, it's not only the home crowd. They're going to have the opportunity to get last change in the faceoff circle, which means that, you know, Carberry is going to be able to get the matchups he wants a lot easier, you know, specifically getting him away from getting Ovechkin away from Lindgren and Fox. And trying to open him up a little bit. I mean, it's no secret Alex Ovechkin has struggled getting a shot on net in these first two playoff games. And that's really going to be a heavy driver of it. You know, can Washington get a matchup that frees Ovechkin up to get him, you know, to get him scoring? Because let's face it, the Capitals' turnaround happened when Ovechkin's turnaround happened, right? Like, there were other things that, you know, Carberry did very well, the goaltending was very good, et cetera. But, you know, a big part of it was Ovechkin being Ovechkin again. If the Rangers can bottle him up, obviously that's going to be a significant problem for Washington. But this is it, right? I mean, I'm not calling Game 3 a must-win game, but, you know, we need
it
to
is.
See
it is, dude.
A
yeah.
different game plan for Ovechkin. And to be in a little bit softer matchup, that will help them in the next two games. Then they got to figure out what to do once they get back to MSG. But that's what I would be looking for. You know, can Ovechkin at least be freed up with better matchups? Because that at least gives you a game plan going forward. If he can't, well, then, you know, they're done and we're probably looking at a sweep.
I thought game two was a must-win.
Yeah, I mean, you get down 3-0.
But Carberry,
well, yeah, you're an underdog. You know, you always got to steal one at home.
Yeah.
You know, they played a lot better in the second game than the first. But the Rangers are good. I mean, the Rangers are good. They're good at doing a lot of things. And one of the things that they're good at, especially on the penalty kill, you know, they're not necessarily only looking to kill the penalty. They're looking to score as well. And, you know, that's a wrinkle that you don't see a lot of teams do. So it becomes very difficult when you're on the power play when you need to focus on scoring, but also, you know, you need to focus more on defense in situations where maybe you don't have to against most other teams.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hard to watch these games and wonder what kind of how they get back in it, because I don't think it's just Ovi. I don't know that anybody's really playing their best outside of, I think Strome, Wilson, and Carlson are playing at a pretty high level. But everybody just seems, the Rangers just seem really, really good. I would say Friday is a must win. And then Sunday could be a lot of fun. We're giving away game 4 tickets, Caps Rangers on Sunday. We're giving those away at 12:45. I'm going to ask you a question, Greenberg. Do you like Deep Purple?
Deep Purple, the band or the color?
I guess both. You could answer either way.
yeah, I mean, you know, I respect where they are in, like, the lexicon of, you know, rock and roll. They're probably not, like, my first choice coming, like, a band from England. That's probably the Beatles because of my dad and then the Who. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, you got to respect them for what they did.
I didn't even know they were British, so thanks for clearing that up. I got one more question for you, but right now, caller number 10, you win 2 tickets to see Deep Purple, the One More Time Tour, Saturday, September 7th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation. 800-636-1067, you win a pair of tickets to see Deep Purple in September. Listen, I was in New York last night for Spencer Carberry's presser. If it was me, I feel like I may have gone 2 different directions on 2 different things. He was and kind of continues to be very calm when, whether you think it was the right call or not, it was certainly confusing, and one of his guys had to go to the locker room and it hurt his team on the Panarin hit. And he was very calm in his explanation to all of that. And then, kind of surprisingly, I think he was a little more critical of Ovi than folks maybe expected. What do you make of Carberry through 2 games and his first chance in the playoffs?
I mean, I think he's doing fine. I think he's being honest about it, and obviously he doesn't want to anger the officials, right? I mean, because they could do something if they wanted to that puts Washington in a precarious situation. But you know, as far as Ovechkin's concerned, I think he was pretty honest about it. And he kind of talked about what I was talking about earlier, which is they got to get him in better situations, right? I mean, he's obviously struggling, but he's struggling because the Rangers are making him struggle. And, you know, that's something that we've seen the Rangers do to Ovechkin over the years. You know, he can't score if he can't get shots through. So blocking shots for him becomes a potent neutralizing weapon and has been for years. So I think that he was honest about it. And, you know, it'll be telling, as I said, this next game. Like, can he do what he needs to do for Ovechkin? And then if he does that, does Ovechkin take advantage? Because it's never, you know, just the coach's scheme. It's never just the player. There's a gray area in between. But I think if he does free Ovechkin from the top defensive pair of the Rangers and Ovechkin doesn't produce, then we may be having some other, you know, more difficult discussions around what Carberry says in his pressers. But I never expected him to go after the officials after the hit, because, you know, he just got to move on and you know, just be a little more, you know, just have to focus on the game ahead of you.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate you making time for us.
All right. Talk to you soon, right, and we'll finally know the pick, which will be nice.
Finally. Thank goodness.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.